Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Midnight Amen Jungle Breakbeat Edit in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still proper. The goal is to make a dark, tight, DJ-ready drum and bass loop that feels like it belongs in a real track, not just a practice project. If you've ever wanted to make jungle or darker DNB, but felt overwhelmed by all the moving parts, this is a great place to start. We're not trying to write a huge tune from scratch. We're focusing on the heart of the style, the break, the space around it, and the way the bass supports it. That's where the energy lies. First, open a new set in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to around 170 BPM. That's a solid starting point for jungle and drum and bass. If you want it to feel a little heavier and more urgent, you can nudge it up a touch, but 170 is a great home base. Now set up a simple template. Keep it clean. You only need a few tracks to get this done. One track for your breakbeat, one for some bass, one for atmosphere, and one for effects or fills. That's enough to build the core idea without cluttering your session. You can always expand later, but right now, clarity is more important than complexity. Let's start with the break. Drag in a classic MN style break sample, or any break with that chop jungle energy. If it's a full loop, make sure warp is on and that it lines up with the grid. If you want a more editable workflow, you can use slice to new MIDI track and turn the break into playable slices. That's great for beginners, because it makes the break feel like a drum kit you can perform with. If you want to keep it simple, you can stay in audio and cut the loop manually. Either way, the first job is not to get fancy. The first job is to make the groove feel good. A very good beginner move is to build a one-bar pattern first. Keep the main kick and snare readable. Don't hide them under too many extra chops yet. Let the listener hear the shape of the beat. Then place ghost notes around that core. These smaller hits are what give jungle its bounce and character. The power of the style often comes from what's happening between the obvious hits. A useful way to think about it is this: the snare is your anchor, and the little chopped fragments are your motion. The break should still feel like a drummer being rearranged, not a machine grid that has lost its swing. Once the basic loop works, add a little drum bus to the break track. Keep it gentle. A bit of drive can add grime and forward motion, but don't overcook it. You can also use EQA to clean things up. If the low end is muddy, gently high pass around the very bottom. If the break is boxy, take a little out of the low mids. The point is to keep the break punchy and readable. Now we create variation. This is where the loop starts to feel alive. Duplicate your one bar idea across four bars, then make tiny changes. Remove a kick in one bar. Shift a snare chop slightly. Add a quick pickup before a main hit. Maybe one bar has a small fill, and another bar breathes a little more. That contrast is what makes it sound like an actual edit instead of a repeated loop. Here is a really important teacher tip. Don't add fills everywhere. Beginners often think more activity means more energy, but in drum and bass, space is part of the groove. If every moment is full, nothing hits hard. A tiny gap before a snare can feel bigger than another layer of percussion. Silence around the hit is part of the rhythm. If you're using MIDI slices, keep the main hits strong and lower the ghost notes. If you're editing audio, just reduce the volume of the quieter fragments a bit so they sit back naturally. You want the groove to feel intentional, not chaotic. Now let's add the sub bass. Create a MIDI track and load operator or wave editable. For beginners, operator is perfect because it's straightforward. Set it to a sine wave, because that gives you a clean sub foundation. Keep the bass line simple. Seriously simple. 2 to 4 notes per bar is more than enough at this stage. In jungle and darker DNB, the bass doesn't need to constantly show off. In fact, it often works better when it answers the drums instead of competing with them. So write something that leaves room for the break. Use longer notes where the drums are open, and shorter notes where the break is busy. Keep the sub mono if needed using utility, because low-end clarity matters a lot in this style. A nice touch is to add a little saturator after operator. Just a bit. Enough to help the bass speak on smaller speakers, but not so much that it becomes distorted and messy. The goal is pressure, not fuzz for its own sake. Now we shape the arrangement. This lesson is about an edit's first workflow, which means we make the loop feel strong first. Then we arrange it into sections. A good 16-bar structure might look like this. The first 4 bars are filtered and stripped back. The next 4 bring in more of the break. The next 4 introduce the bass and hit harder, and the last 4 give us a fill or reset idea. That kind of structure is DJ-friendly too. It gives the listener a clear path from intro to drop. In a real mix, that matters a lot. You want the arrangement to be easy to follow, with enough space for transitions. To make the intro feel darker and more cinematic, add an atmosphere layer. This could be a pad, a vinyl texture, a field recording, or just a simple noise bed. Keep it tucked behind the drums. Filter out the low end so it doesn't muddy the mix, and use a little reverb or slow filter movement to create tension. The atmosphere should make the break feel deeper, not distract from it. Here's a simple rule. If you notice the atmosphere more than the break, it's probably too loud. Use auto filter to build tension into the drop. Start with the cutoff lower in the intro and slowly open it up as the section develops. That little movement makes the arrangement feel like it's waking up. You can also automate the reverb send or a delay hit for a quick transition before a new section. Just small moves. One strong automation idea per section is usually enough. For the drop, bring the bass in and let the drums hit with a little more attitude. If you want extra grime, raise the drum bus drive slightly on the break group, but keep the transients alive. You don't want to flatten the break. You want it to punch. This is also a good time to check your low end. The kick and sub need to work together. If the bass is swallowing the drums, shorten the bass notes or turn the bass down a touch before reaching for extreme EQ fixes. Most of the time, simpler is better. A really useful exercise here is to loop the full 16 bars and listen like a DJ. Ask yourself a few questions. Does the break groove without the bass? Does the bass still feel powerful when the drums get busy? Does the drop actually feel like an arrival? Or does it just feel like more loop? If it feels flat, change one thing. Maybe remove one kick. Maybe add one ghost snare. Maybe automate a filter move. One good edit can change the whole feeling of the section. Also, listen at lower volume. That's a great reality check. If the groove still feels clear when you turn it down, the arrangement is probably strong. If it only works loud, it might be relying too much on impact and not enough on phrasing. Let's talk about common mistakes for a second, because these come up all the time. One big one is overchopping the amen too early. It's tempting to start slicing everything immediately, but if the foundation isn't solid, the variations won't matter much. Start with a playable groove, then edit it. Another mistake is letting the bass fight the break. If that happens, simplify. Less movement. Fewer notes, cleaner low end. Another common issue is too much reverb on the drums. In DNB, atmosphere is great, but the kick and snare still need to hit with authority. Use reverb on a return, filter out the lows, and keep it subtle. Also, don't place fills everywhere. The best edits breathe. They give the listener moments of tension and release. A few pro-style tricks can make this whole thing feel more like real dark DNB. Try resampling your break once it feels good. Render it to audio, then chop that audio again. That often gives you a more designed, more intentional feel. You can also create call and response between the drums and the bass. Let the bass answer on the empty spaces. That dialogue is classic jungle energy. If you want even more movement, automate not just filter cutoff, but also texture. Move the saturation slightly. Nudge the reverb send. Make tiny changes across the arrangement. Those subtle moves can make the track feel produced without sounding obvious. For your final pass, do a quick balance and mono check. Keep the bass centered. Keep the break punchy. Balance the drums first, then the sub, then atmosphere, then effects. If there's any harshness in the break, tame it gently with EQ. Don't overdo it. You just want the groove to feel clean and strong. And finally, render a short loop and listen back like a listener, not a producer. Does it feel like a Riedel Midnight Amen sketch? Does it have tension? Does it move? Does it hit? If yes, you're on the right track. The big takeaway here is that jungle and drum and bass are built on relationships. It's not just about the drums. It's the relationship between the break, the bass, and the space around them. If those three things are working together, you're already making proper DNB, so keep it focused. Start with a strong amen-style groove. Add small edits and ghost notes. Bring in a simple mono sub. Shape a clear intro to drop. Use Ableton's stock tools to automate and refine. And remember, in this style, a little change every four bars goes a long way. That's your Midnight Amen breakbeat edit. Build the groove, trust the space, and let the rhythm do the talking.